Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Started out the show today talking about the 3 hours and 17 minutes I won't get back watching Avatar Fire and Ash. Listen, visually, as I said, it was stunning. And by the way, I don't know if Abe, because Abe's a movie aficionado. He goes all these movies.
Well, I'm not an aficionado. I just act like one sometimes.
But Abe's one of these dudes, as soon as the movie's out, he goes and he's all about. I don't know if Abe liked this or not. All right? We heard. All I said was, in regards to this movie, that it was the same movie that was The Way of Water, which was the second Avatar. Deja vu all over again. Same plot. Check that. Same movie, different plot. That's what I did last night. And I'm literally like, okay, when is this antagonist going to die? Like, you
please,
can go ahead.
Will you please die already?
You can go ahead and kill him now. I don't need another 45 minutes of you telling me you're going to kill this guy. Okay. I'm not going to give the movie away. I know there are big Avatar fans out there. As I said, visually, and it was in 3D IMAX, it was unbelievable. I just didn't know the movie was that damn long. And we went, you know, we went through all these movies, Mike, you said it. The Marvel movies were all 2+, right? And everybody's like, oh, what am I going to do in the movies for 2 hours and 30 minutes? But there was so much going on, you never felt that
way. I never feel cheated. I never have a problem going to a movie that's more than 2.5 hours. I mean, look, I got popcorn. I got my M&Ms. I kind of budget. I do the salty first, then I do the chocolate.
Yeah.
But in the case of Christopher Nolan movies, Interstellar was a longer movie. I mean, Dunkirk was a shorter movie.
Oppenheimer
was a longer movie,
yes.
but I loved it. It was fantastic, well done. The visuals, the acting, the whole shebang. But in this case, I was telling Carl earlier, I was reading an article from a movie critic who was saying everything Carl just said is accurate, but wouldn't you like to see James Cameron doing things with real people on the planet Earth? You know, and just, I mean, and we all know CGI is now a part of major movies and storytelling, and he's taken it to another level, but he takes so much time to make these movies. James Cameron is such a talented guy. I'd rather see him throw 4 or 5 things up on the big screen in the time it takes to make these.
I agree.
Because I'm not interested in this. And, you know, I know that you, as you said, you can suspend your disbelief because they've taken the CGI so far. But now I know it's all, the whole thing is CGI. I'm not interested. And, you know, I thought the first one was the perfect blend. I thought, you know, the technology, the way they created that world.
Well, he couldn't make Avatar. He had written it.
Right, he just couldn't make it because the technology couldn't catch up with his vision.
That's why it took so long. Like, he had that movie in 2000. It didn't come out to like, 2009.
Right.
But
it's just the thing we were saying is Star Wars is a phenomenon. Do people get together and do they dress up or have conventions for Avatar? They don't.
I don't think so.
It's just not the same phenomenon. No. But you also said it's a different viewing audience.
It is. Look, and again, if it's like Titanic. The first time you saw Titanic, visually you were like blown away. Right?
Mm-hmm.
The way they did it. And there's multiple docs out there that you can watch about how they created those scenes. And it's not what you think. Like, they actually had to build in a studio a gigantic water tank that create waves and do all this stuff. And the point is, they made it feel so real. He's
right.
always had the knack to do that. You mentioned Terminator and all these movies that have made James Cameron. But I started the show just talking about this because last night, I mean, literally, my wife looks at me, she taps her phone. I'm like, who's calling you? She's like, no, it's 11 o'clock.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, we've been in here for over 3 hours. I didn't realize that. Nevertheless, many of you may like it. I do not know what Abe gave this movie. It is third on my list, Mike. First one, loved it.
Right.
Way of Water, I thought was really good. That's the second. This, for me, was just same movie, different plot. That's where I'm at. Maybe you guys differ. 404-726-0929. It's going to be, by the way, one of the biggest movies of the holidays because
right.
Oren mentioned to me, and I did not know this because I got all excited and people next to me were looking at me because I'm a big Marvel guy, but they did an Avengers Doomsday teaser where
Captain America?
Yeah, okay. Captain America standing there with a baby, and you're like, and it just said, Captain Rogers returns in Avengers Doomsday. And then it goes to black, and you're like, whoa, 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 what's going on? Don't tease me like this. Anyways, Oren said over the next 3 or 4 weeks, if you went to see Avatar next week, there's a different teaser for that movie.
Mm.
So you're going to see different teasers leading up to Avengers Doomsday that you would not see, that I didn't see last night, that somebody's going to go next week. So it's a bit of a play into to that whole deal, but it's still going to be a huge movie, Mike.
Right. And again, tonight we talked about alternate things. If you're not a big college football fan, although who's not watching Oklahoma-Alabama, we've got that fight, whatever that thing is.
Jake Paul
going up against Anthony Joshua. There's a lot of stuff going out there. But again, you and I were talking about this earlier. This weekend with college football, we got two great games and two games that no one cares about. I was just talking, we had Nicole Orbach on last year at Army-Navy, and she's a syndicated columnist, and we've talked to her about the college, and, you know, she feels that it's great to see these small schools getting a shot, and she's upset that people keep saying they are like the kids' table and they should be there. And I say, well, they are the kids' table, and that's where they should be. I was of the impression, Carl, College Football Playoff Committee is here to give us the best TV shows. Joel Klatt, we played the audio earlier in the week, don't really agree with much he says, but Joel Klatt was on point for Fox Sports covering college. The only reason we have these other conferences allowing their teams to be in there, James Madison and Tulane, is so they don't get sued. So college football and this entity doesn't get sued for an antitrust violation, so everyone gets a piece of the action, which is ridiculous. Vanderbilt, everyone's crying about Notre Dame. Vanderbilt and Notre Dame. I'd like to see Notre Dame at Texas A&M and Vanderbilt playing Miami. How about that? Or Vanderbilt playing at Oregon. That'd be fun to watch, right?
It would be. Look, I feel like after all these years of me lobbying for the small guy to have a shot, and it finally happens, that is somewhat hypocritical for me.
I put Notre Dame at Ole Miss.
To say that these teams, whether it's James Madison this year or Tulane, pick your team, all right, you're non-power fours. It's hypocritical because, Mike, for years, I'm talking about 20 years, I've been saying the little guy doesn't get a shot, whether it was the bowl system, whether it was the BCS, or whether it was the first, college football playoff with four teams. It was locking those teams out of an opportunity, even though those teams could go undefeated. They may run their conference. They may have one loss.
Right.
And they would not get that chance. So, for me, I'm with you. Fundamentally, I'm going, I want to click on the TV and have the best viewing experience.
Right.
And then, but the other side is, and I always say this, let me see. Like last year, Indiana got their ass whipped, but I wanted to see if they were legit or not. We got a chance to see. They weren't any good. This year I want to see, is Indiana really as good as we think they are? Let them maneuver this playoff and let me see. I want to see these teams have a chance to do it. That is where I differ from just icing these teams out because I think they're inferior opponents.
I know that we've got to find a way to put, like, what do you do? All right, then let everybody else that plays in a championship give these two JMU and Tulane, give them all the buys, and they'll sit there as the 1 and 2 seed. Let everybody else play, and then we can have the other trophy. Who cares? I'm sorry.
Well, that's the Division II championship, isn't it?
This is always what college football was heading to at some point. And that's why, for instance, Kennesaw State got absolutely worked today by Eastern Michigan or Western Michigan. Hey, you know what? They had a hell of a season. They got a trip to Myrtle Beach. And in the old days, that was the reward, the big bowl game. You know, if Tulane, you know, has a bowl game somewhere in Florida around New Year's, that's your reward. But to jam up in my weekend, and by the way, these games are such
– Your weekend.
And I said me, all college football fans. And the fact that you're also going toe – the absurdity of going toe-to-toe with the NFL,
yeah,
that you throw these two crappy games up against your NFL audience. And unfortunately, the most compelling matchup played Saturday, which is the University of Miami at Texas A&M, we're going to watch that at noon. And that's not where it should be. So, we all know that college football is busted. No one has any idea how to fix it. You're not going to get any direction from Congress on this, so we're screwed. You're not getting anything from the NCAA. All they're doing now is handing out speeding tickets at the Indy 500 for, the violations. Good luck with that, right?
Yeah, man. 404-726-0929. How do you guys feel about this, by the way? Are you
even going to watch the Oregon-James Madison game?
I'm sorry?
Are you even going to watch the Oregon-James Madison game?
What time do they play?
I'll watch the highlights on the college football final.
Look, it depends. It depends on where I'm at in my day. If you're asking me if it's appointment TV, the answer is no.
Well, it's going to be your Saturday night.
Then the answer is no. Okay? I am going to watch tonight. It's appointment TV. Oklahoma and Alabama is appointment. Tomorrow, I'm going to watch those Aggies, okay, get beat by Miami. That's appointment TV. To your point, it's the matchups and the brand names that we're interested in, and I get that. I am not as interested in the James Madison matchup because I just don't think they have a shot against Oregon. I just don't. I don't think right. On their best day, even if they lose by 15, they're not winning that football game. So that is why I'm not interested. I'm interested in games, Mike, that I think are that there's a real shot for a potential upset, or that the dominant team is going to be as dominant as we think they are. It's why we watched Georgia in their run, because you wanted to see, damn, they're running through everybody. Are they really this good? And they were. You watch for those reasons, not for, man, this is going to be a 10 or 12 or 15-point loss to this team. And I don't want to watch it because I have a sense that that's what's going
to
happen.
Guy just hit us up on the text line. It's funny. We covered this a few times this week. I mean, we don't expect you to listen every hour, but please try to Dukes and Bell. College football is technically stepping on the NFL's toes. The NFL, once you get into that third week in December, has had games on Saturday. So that's a precedent that was set for decades. We looked it up. And so that's where we're at. I mean, the only other logical conclusion is if you're going to take less of a hit in the ratings, go up against the Amazon Prime game on Thursday night and have these games Thursday and Friday and do a doubleheader, 6:30 and 10:30, which, again, that doesn't help. That's not ideal.
No, it's not.
You'll still get better audience with this format.
But I will say this. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This is my favorite weekend for the college football playoff because you get home game environments. We have not had that traditionally in college football.
Right.
The idea that you were going to go to a neutral field, a bowl game, and travel was cool. But we talked for years, again, about, man, what if we had these games on home campuses and home field, and somebody had home field advantage. Because of that, this is the favorite weekend for me. Because once we get past this, Georgia, next week, whether it's Ole Miss or Tulane, Mike, that's at the Sugar Bowl, a great tradition, but it ain't at Georgia, and it's certainly not going to be on the home field of Ole Miss or Tulane. I like that part of this.
I think you've marginalized the bowl games. Now, again, if you don't give a crap about the bowl games, so be it. But Notre Dame basically quits on the bowl season.
But we don't anymore.
But the bowls don't matter anymore. That's why I think as good as everything you just said is accurate, but you've got to scrap the home games on campus and get the bowls involved. So all of the mid-tier bowls that are still pretty presentable are not marginalized, because eventually, Carl, there's going to have to be some remedy, because now we're going to go, what, to 16 teams?
Yeah, but
early as next year.
But the bowls are marginalized, Mike, because players are opting out.
But
they're damn near in the portal before the portal opens.
I mean, but Notre Dame, for what it's worth, I mean, and that's Notre Dame's hubris and BS. But I'm just thinking there's got to be a happy medium, because all of the bowl games that are not on New Year's Day don't mean anything anymore.
Hey, man, we got a four-pack of Atlanta Gladiator tickets for you to check out an upcoming home game in 2026 at Gas South Arena, plus a Georgia Lottery gift bag and a $5 Jingle Buck scratcher. You can visit GeorgiaLottery.com to find out a retailer near you. Today could be the day. We're going to give that to caller 500 right now at 404-726-0929 just for listening to Dukes and Bell, a four-pack of Atlanta Gladiator tickets to see an upcoming home game in 2026. We're live at Twin Peaks. We'll come back. Mike, what do we have coming up in Guy Talk?
All right, man. Things I saw today on 285.
Uh-oh.
A new segment out of Friday. Just when you think you've seen it all in traffic in Metro Atlanta. Atlanta traffic says, hold my beer.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're live at Twin Peaks. Steve Coonan is here, Hawks CEO, to join us each and every week. And Steve, happy Friday to you. By the way, Hawks in action tonight against the Spurs down at State Farm Arena. How you doing, my friend?
Doing great. Doing great. Come on down tonight. There's some SRO tickets still available. And you can stand at the bar, watch the game, have a few drinks, and enjoy yourself while we take on a very, very talented Spurs team.
Yeah, man, Wemby's the show, man. Wemby in town, that's going to be huge. Unfortunately, on the heels of a back-to-back effort last night, we did get to see Trey. And as we said and told the listeners, let's not overreact, not making excuses, but it was just 20 minutes for Trey. He did get in the mix with some assists and another monster night for Jalen Johnson. But unfortunately, Steve, we didn't play a lot of defense, not a lot of perimeter defense last night, and those guys shot 49% from three.
You know, it's so hard. Trey and the starters have played together 121 minutes into last night, and you could just see, you know, that they were getting used to each other, a lot of guys looking at each other, you know, because they hadn't had the reps, they hadn't played together. So in some ways, we're starting over again. You know, I thought Jalen was incredible, and I thought Nikhil Alexander-Walker, once again, I mean, he had 9 points in like 41 seconds last night. It was incredible. But we were, you know, we're very optimistic, and Charlotte, give them credit. They got some really talented young guys who I actually thought in the second half they would fall off, and they did because you couldn't keep shooting 60% from three. But at the end, it got away, and that was that's a tough one. That's a tough one.
It is. You know, when you're working guys back into these situations, the team trainers, there's a lot that goes into this, Steve. And I just had a guy hit me up, and he said, you know, he had saw that Trey apparently is not playing tonight, or he's listed as questionable or something. And he said, you know, I thought he was back. And my answer to him was, there's a lot that goes into making sure that he's going to be back for the long term. It's not just throwing him out there and letting him play as much as he wants.
No, I mean, you can't take a guy who's been out 23 games and have him play back-to-back nights. I mean, that's just not prudent. And he won't play tonight, and it is out there, or I wouldn't be saying anything. And he is back, but it's, you know, it's a busy time. You know, for the last 2 weeks, we haven't had a ton of games. It's the in-season tournament broke up the schedule, and so there was a bunch of practice, and Trey was actually, you asked me last Friday, I think Mike did, when's he coming back, and we, you know, said soon. I don't think any of us were excited about it, but I don't think any of us thought it was going to be this soon. And certainly it won't be a sustained, you know, and Trey averages 35 minutes a game. He's got to build up his lungs and his strength for that. So,
right.
But it's great to have him back.
No, I mean, we said it's not going to, you know, going to happen like overnight. Like he's going to go and play 40 minutes, to Steve's point. But looking to see how, and that's what the fans are going to be looking to see, as you know, Steve, the next few weeks, how he gets sort of integrated into this half court. And last night there was no fallout for Jalen Johnson. As we said, the liability and the fault was on the defensive side on the other end. But, yeah, this team has got so many playmakers. And Nau goes 28 off the bench. Some folks are saying maybe it's time for him to start. So there's some really good things happening. It's just going to take a minute. And the good news is you've got all of this month until the All-Star break. And by the way, would you be interested in lobbying Jalen Johnson as an All-Star? And how does that work?
Oh, 100%. I mean, you know, most likely he will make the team on the coaches' picks. Because the guys usually with the most Instagram followers and, you know, and the ones who you see in Sprite commercials are the ones who usually get the most votes. And remember, it's global. And I'm being really serious. I mean, you know who was the number one vote getter last year?
It was a Ball, wasn't it?
It was LaMelo Ball, correct.
That's right. Right.
It was LaMelo Ball. And I don't know. I don't think he got picked for the team.
No, he did not.
But think about that. So, you know, All-Star is an interesting process. You've got three voters. The fans have a piece. The coaches have a piece. And the players have a piece. And so I think Jalen will check the box with all three. And, I'd be shocked if he didn't make it. He's rapidly becoming Bill Simmons, who – incredibly popular podcast has him in his top 15 players in the entire league now. So
yeah. Well, he should. I mean, look, last night I think was a prime example. When you talk about the triple double and the numbers, there's been no fall off from what he has shown us at the beginning of the season when Trey was out there and then Trey wasn't. And now Trey's back. And last night I thought he had an incredible performance. But, yes, he is one of these unsung guys that I think basketball fans, NBA fans, are just becoming familiar with. And they're like, who is this Jalen Johnson kid, you know?
Right.
That's what I'm hearing, Steve. What are you hearing?
That same thing. I mean, he'd missed two chunks of the last couple of years. But what we saw last year, the analytics people were like, if he would have stayed, we would have finished in the top six and in the East. And, you know, this year's weird. I mean, everybody's bunched up. We're in ninth place.
Yeah.
We're a game and a half out of third.
It's crazy.
There's a lot of parity. That's the whole idea.
And there's the good news is, you know, we've got, and I say we, the Hawks, have got a lot of flexibility, ways we can approach it. I think Anse Sele is really good at his job. We've seen that early on. He got high marks for everything he pulled in the offseason. And now, you know, we didn't really get to see what Kristaps Porzingis is. We may not, you know, with what's going on with the POTS syndrome he's been dealing with the blood pressure and everything else. But there is still a value with him because of the expiring contract. So even this team looks good, and hopefully, as we said, Trey gets things rolling. I'm curious to see how we approach the trade deadline because, you know, you could be still one of the youngest teams in the league with or without Trey, you know, and have a really bright future here. But I think Porzingis certainly is not going to be a part of the future.
I think it's way too early to make decisions like that or to even think in that regard. You
really?
Know, we knew. Yeah, I mean, nobody signed him and thinking he was going to play 70 games. We're very aware of, you know, when you trade a player, they have incredible medical testing before you swap resources for an asset that you're paying that kind of money to. And so we have full history, medical, all teams do.
All right.
And, you know, nobody thought he would be a 70-game player, and I think he's going to be a major contributor to us. The Denver game, what was that, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
He played 22 minutes. He had 25 points. And while he isn't, you know, dominant on the boards, he allows so many of our guys to get more rebounds. He is such a huge asset on both defense, rebounding, and scoring. And he opens up the lane because if you don't cover him well outside, he's going to kill you. So he's valuable. But, again, there's a plan for KP. And I think the closer we get to the games that all games matter, but, you know, the games in the playoffs, hopefully he'll be at full force. So and we right. can't wait.
Okay.
Let's shift gears. I want to talk some college football with you because the college football playoff starts tonight. Oklahoma taking on Alabama, which is a big-time matchup. Mike and I were talking about the Cinderellas and you know, how this is laid out. How do you feel about this format? And more importantly, you know, do you feel like some of these games are lame? Like the Oregon-James Madison game, it just doesn't have a big feel, or at least it doesn't seem like it's going to. Maybe the game turns out to be fabulous. We don't know. But what are your thoughts on the format of this playoff?
You know, I think they've kind of mixed a little bit of March Madness into this, and that itself is madness. In basketball, you can have – I mean, look at Charlotte last night. We're a much better team. They shot 49% from three and set records for their franchise, you know, for the 30-year records for their franchise. You don't see that in football. You don't have those kind of Cinderella stories in football because it's so much team, so much talent. And I think to say those two teams love Tulane, love my friends who went to Tulane and their kids who are at Tulane. All due respect to Steak Shapiro on your fine station.
Thank you.
They're not one of the best 12 teams. No. They're not one of the best 12 teams in the country. Georgia Tech would be favored by double digits over both of these teams.
And that's, know, the
but
yeah, and that's
because
what it's
of the insanity and the way right. they've done it.
Right. I'm sorry to cut you off, Steve.
The
I was just saying.
NCAA is not careful.
Right.
This whole thing's going to fall apart. I'm telling you now.
Yeah, I agree
I
with
mean,
that.
Who do we really want to see? We want to see SEC teams and big team teams. What's
right.
to keep them from getting together, bringing in, you know, a Florida State, a North Carolina, a Miami, a few other teams, and starting their own thing? So teams like James Madison don't get an $8 million share of the national championship pie. No disrespect to, I'm not even sure what they're called, the Whoopies or whatever, but no disrespect. Not one of the best 12 teams in the country. Now watch, you'll probably sweep everybody and win the Natty. But I'll take that bet. I'm
now,
allowed
as we
to
said,
take that bet.
Now, honestly, the James Madison Dukes, Steve, how dare you not know the pride
Thank
of Harrisonburg. You. But no, that's the thing. Joel Klatt from Fox said they're only in this thing so they don't get sued. So the College Football Playoff Committee doesn't get hit with some kind of a lawsuit. Because we yeah. know what passes the eye test. It should be Vanderbilt. It should be Notre Dame. Regardless of how Vanderbilt and Notre Dame would do, they'll do better than these guys. I can tell you that. They'll cover the spread, perhaps. But, Steve, you just touched on it. Carl and I have talked about this for years. We're eventually heading towards a 50-team super conference that will be dominated by the Big 12 and the SEC. And with all due respect to the
– funded by a global right. media company, an Amazon, an Apple.
Correct.
You know, I mean, that's where it's heading. And it's self-induced.
Right.
And those people who – went to other schools, you know, they'll be another TV conference or two, but this is it's not good. And what the coaches leaving have done to players, and what players are every 4 years are getting a raise by going to another school and suing to play 7 years. So there's there are a lot of issues that need to be resolved. College football's spectacular.
It is.
I mean, it is spectacular. But this is not spectacular.
Yeah, good point. Steve Coonan, appreciate you as always. Tonight, Spurs in town, guys. Go down to the arena. He said standing room only, tickets still available. And you can check out the Spurs. Very interesting matchup tonight with our Hawks in a back-to-back situation. Hopefully we pick up a win and continue this momentum, man. And by the way, Christmas week, Steve, we got games at home, right?
Yeah, so Sunday at 3:30, I believe. Hold on, I have the schedule right here in my office. Hold on 1 second. Sunday afternoon, I can't pick it up, but it's laminated.
We are. What are you eating, wings? What do you got going on over there in the office right now?
I really did have something on my hands.
I got some dim sum.
Okay,
wait, all right.
Stop
you know
it,
what?
It,
a new segment,
it.
Carl. What is Steve eating? I say dim sum. Your thoughts?
A little grubby hands. So they, you know, it's laminated. It was stuck in a corner. I couldn't lift it. 3:30 Sunday, Chicago. Bring your kids. I'm bringing my grandkids. It's
right.
a blast. Game's over by 6. They can go home, go to bed. You can go have a drink. And then we play, you know, Chicago again on Tuesday night. And I think one of the most interesting, fun things that I'm not sure everybody's caught on to is we are playing the Minnesota Twin Timberwolves, Anthony Edwards coming home, New Year's Eve, 3 p.m. Again, come down, bring your family to the game, go to the game. You're home by 6. Either stay home and watch the college football that we just discussed or go out and have a hell of a time. But these afternoon games are a real opportunity to turn your kids on to NBA. And families, friends, let's go.
Good stuff. Steve Kuhnen, appreciate you, man. Enjoy the weekend. Enjoy the grandkids. And we will talk to you next week.
All right, everybody be well. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas to everyone.
Absolutely.
Get some, now get some wet naps.
Goodbye.
Get some wet naps. I can't grab it. I don't know why I can't pick this up.
There's soy sauce all over my schedule.
He didn't wipe his laminate down. All right, man. Coming up, we're going to talk some Falcons. Injury reports out. What's the deal? Apparently, Drake, is he available? Is he not available? Is he ready? Is he not ready? We got to talk about this matchup, and we're going to replay our interview with Kirk Cousins.
You like that?
Stay there. We're live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.